Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, the latest on the search for the missing explorers in a sealed submersible believed to be more than 12,000 feet below the surface. Broccoli, carrots, cabbage and sprouts, why the recent weather might result in a vegetable shortage here. Living with HIV, Galway nurse Aoife Cummins tell us why she has decided to speak publicly about her diagnosis. Brian O'Connell examines why water quality in our rivers and waterways is not improving. And she's lived in Cork since the start of the war. Now Sasha Sologub is back in Ukraine to visit family. She'll speak to us from there. And wondering what great summer reads to get your teeth into over the holidays, Rick O'Shea and Edel Coffey have the pick of the bunch later on. Our text number is 51551. You can email us todaycb@rte.ie. Now the National Children's Hospital has confirmed this morning that a review of the 11 operating theatres in the new building is underway. It has emerged that last month the contractor building the hospital were directed to stop work on the ceilings, and it's understood half of the operating theatres could require remedial work. Well, this morning, the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board confirmed that while there has been no material change to the design, a change order has been issued to the main contractor, BAM. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, earlier told Morning Ireland that a source close to the project had informed him that the development could add 12 months and over 50 million euro to the project. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Green Party TD for Dublin Central and member of the Health Committee, Nasa Harrigan, Aaron Daly of the Scoliosis Advocacy Group, whose daughter Sophia has scoliosis, and Brian Turner, health economist at the Cork University Business School at UCC. But first, Nasa Harrigan, to you. So let's look at this statement from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board first. It says no material change to the design of the hospital, and that what is happening relates to just 11 of the 5,000 rooms in the new children's hospital. So hearing that, does it reassure you?
It doesn't, because I think it's a bit disingenuous to say that these 11 rooms are standard to, you know, most of those rooms will be, a lot will be patient rooms, a lot will be fairly, you know, standard rooms. But theatres in a hospital are really a very particular specialisation. It's likely that BAM are working with global experts on the design of theatres. So these 11 rooms are incredibly important. I am very concerned. Now, obviously, I don't have the drawings in front of me, so it's very hard to know what exactly the issue is. But from a healthcare building point of view, and this is my background, you would say that anything to do with services particularly, which is the kind of the vertical space with in a hospital, so you know there's mention of things like ceilings and services, that would be of great concern. That is a much more significant variation than, let's say, if you were just kind of moving things around on a floor plate. It would be completely normal in this scale of a project to have change orders. That's nothing to be worried about. You know, hospital projects can take 10, 15, 20 years to realise. And in hospital design, you have something called evidence-based design. So what that would be is actually clinical specialists would be doing research in their own hospitals to see what works in terms of the space. So that might be, for example, in an emergency department, the nurses might do a research project that shows that if the upper part of the wall is glazed, they have faster response times. Mm-hmm. And that would lead to a clinical change. And across the globe then, because it's really a global conversation in healthcare, you would see those glazing, you know, opes go in everywhere. And so over a 10 or 20 year period, there would be huge changes in design and you would expect to see change orders. But what you don't want to see is you know, the kind of the framework of the building, not be able to take on those changes over time. And when you're hearing, you know, phrases like the ceilings aren't right or the services need change, that would be hugely concerning.
Yeah, because David Cullinan believes that this is potentially very serious. It could add 12 months and 50 million euro. The hospital board then, just going back to the statement, this says it reflects the ongoing evolution of design on site. This is something that is usually done in a collaborative manner, is standard with any project of the scale of this hospital, and which is consistent with the terms of the contract on this project. So they seem to be saying this is pretty standard.
No, I think the reality is that this is an issue of magnitude. So it's absolutely standard to say, you know, I want the doors to be a different material. I want to change this space around some way. It wouldn't be standard, for example, to find that you haven't left enough clearance for services, let's say, when you're fitting out theatres. And as I said, theatres are almost like a proprietary item in hospitals. You almost buy them off the shelf from a specialist. So you would need to make sure that the space that you're leaving for that is right, and that all the services already present in the building would meet them at the right point. So without seeing the drawings, it's very hard to know, but certainly if there's a consideration of delays, that would be very, very significant. It's almost impossible to put a price on that right now without seeing the documentation. But while change orders are not, which would be par for the course, it's the magnitude of that change that could really make a difference. And we know that, you know, we're already outside the compliance schedule for March 24, and that March 24 is significant completion. That does not mean the hospital's ready. You're also then looking at maybe 6 to 10 to 12 months for fit out. So that's going back with all the machinery, all the requirements within the hospital. So we're really looking at 25 or beyond for people to be walking through the door.
Now, the Health Committee, which you're a member of, spoke to the Secretary General of the Department of Health, Robert Watt, recently. It was about Sláinte Care, that particular session. But during the hearing, David Cullinan had a question for Robert Watt. Let's have a listen.
Can I ask you, are you aware of any serious design flaws anywhere in that hospital that could delay the project very significantly? So have you personally been made aware of any potential design flaws that could add additional time to that project and additional costs?
No, not aware of any design flaws.
You haven't been personally?
No.
Okay.
What do you think of that answer now, Nasa Harrigan, in the context of what we're hearing today?
Well, to put some context on it in terms of that question, first of all, I'll be honest, my ears pricked up when I heard that question, because, you know, at every session of the Health Committee, when we have the department in front of us, and particularly the Secretary General, we always ask about the Children's Hospital. And there's been a huge lack of transparency around the relationship with the contractor, overruns and cost overruns. So we're constantly asking, but that was a very specific question. And it's interesting to hear that the Secretary General was not aware. I would say if Deputy Cullinan is correct and there is a 50 million overrun and a considerable amount of time, in fairness, it might be the time that is more consequential here. I would expect the Secretary General of the department to be aware of that. It is indicative of just a complete lack of information that the Health Committee have on the progress of the Children's Hospital.
Okay, now Minister Donnelly, we heard in the news bulletin there at 10 o'clock, he's given a response to this. Do you think it's unusual that the Health Minister would be asking an opposition politician for the source of this story in relation to potentially a long delay and significantly increased costs on a project that he is overseeing?
I suppose the worry here is that the contractor and the employer would be in very delicate negotiations around this, particularly around, I think everybody's focused on the finishing line now, and what you wouldn't want to see is relationships entirely break down right kind of as we're nearing that finish line, or hopefully nearing that finish line. So I can understand the minister, you know, being quite worried about perhaps leaking from somebody who is in the room while the contract is being negotiated or dealt with or mediated. However, I think the issue here is that, you know, the theatre structure within a hospital is often the jewel in the crown of the hospital, and we have to get it right, and the focus should be on that. If there is a significant problem, then the department and the minister should be really on top of that issue. And, you know, the political kind of sideshow of it is one thing, but, you know, there are people on the ground who desperately need this hospital, who've been waiting years and years and years to walk through those doors, and that should be the main focus.
Okay, well, we have one of those people on the line now, Aaron Daly of the Scoliosis Advocacy Group. Aaron, you're very welcome. I know your daughter Sophia has scoliosis. What was your reaction to this news this morning and the prediction that it could add more costs, more delays?
Well, first of all, let's not forget who this affects. You know, Sophia now is 17, so she's never going to get treated in the children's hospital. But she had her first surgery at 5 days old. So we've been hearing about the children's hospital for years. You know, 10 years ago, there's been scandal after scandal to do with waiting lists. And we have been told the children's hospital is the answer to all of this. Now, back at the start, the location was a problem. It was flagged by 60,000 odd people in a petition that there was going to be issues, but all that was ignored and they pushed ahead. So to hear this morning that there's going to be further delays and further costs is really worrying, because if we take it back to who it affects, you know, 10 years ago we watched their daughter suffer for 14 months with a progressive condition, scoliosis, to the point that she nearly lost her life. So they think that there's families waiting on a new hospital and they're going through what we went through 10 years ago. Now, the government have been fully aware of this the whole way through. Like, you put it into context at the minute, there's 321 children waiting on scoliosis surgery today. For the same period last year, there was only 263. And completed surgeries this year is 209 compared to 239 last year. So we're actually going backwards with children's health as far as waiting lists go. But to see a child with a progressive condition actually getting worse and being helpless to do anything about it, you know, our politicians, the board of the hospital, everybody involved in this project, like, the children don't seem to be the priority here. And, you know, we're told it's a world-class hospital and healthcare. They're absolutely failing in delivering that now at the moment, because there's no maternity hospital being built. There's no actual hospital being open. We're hearing problems with staff not wanting to go there. We're hearing things about, you know, the parking and the basic issues. So, yeah, look, it's not a major surprise to hear that there's complications. But the other major point in it is that the same architects built Alderhay Children's Hospital in 2015 for about €370 million. They have operating theatres there that are all work perfectly well. So how can an evolution of design bring problems like this? Like, they have spent millions on design and consultation. So how are issues like this arising?
All right. No, listen, it's really valuable to hear from you, Aaron. And, you know, I think the really material thing is that for Sophia, who is 17 now, she will never set foot in this hospital. And
thousands of children won't.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for joining us this morning on that. That's Aaron Daly from the Scoliosis Advocacy Group. Listening to all of that, Brian Turner, health economist with the Cork University Business School at UCC. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning. What do you think this is going to mean, what we're hearing this morning, for the price tag and the timeline on the new children's hospital?
Thanks for having me on, Claire. Well, I suppose, obviously, again, a bit like Nessa Horgan, I'll preface my remarks by saying I haven't actually seen the documents that David Cullinan has, but certainly from what it sounds like, it is going to add more cost and more time onto what is already a project that has taken far too long and the price of which has increased dramatically. I mean, depending on what your starting point is, you know, the cost overrun is quite eye-watering. So in 2014, the HSE approved capital spending of about €790 million, including the fit-out and everything. In 2017, the government approved investment for just under €1 billion. Now, at this point in time, I don't think anybody realistically expects the bill to come in at anything less than €2 billion.
The minister doesn't, because he was here very recently and I asked him about that and he said it's not going to be €2 billion.
I think he's being very optimistic, to be honest. Once you include fit-out, and again, you see, this is the thing. Some people talk about the cost of the building. Other people include the cost of fit-out. I mean, I think we need to include the cost of fit-out because, you know, having a hospital building is one thing, but you need to fit it out. So I think if you include that, it is probably going to be somewhere north of €2 billion at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been delayed and delayed and delayed. So, I mean, as I said, the HSE approves the capital spending for this in 2014. As things stand, we think it may be handed over in 2024, 10 years on. But this now might add further delays onto that. So if it's another 12 months, then you're looking at 2025. Now, another issue with this, I suppose, is that the more the cost of this escalates, the more that is eating into the capital budget for other projects as well. And under Sláintecare, we have a huge rollout planned of capital infrastructure for health. So in terms of, you know, we have three new elective hospitals coming down the tracks. We have the National Maternity Hospital. We have primary care centres, mental health facilities, long-term care facilities. All of that needs to be rolled out. Now, as I said, the more the costs overrun on this particular project, the less that's available for everything else.
Okay. Brian, thank you very much. And just to let you know, we have asked the Department of Health to tell us whether the minister or senior officials were aware of this change order in relation to the 11 operating theatres and whether it will lead to further cost increases or time delays. And if we get a response to that question, we'll certainly bring it to you. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.